KCII Radio Coaches Corner continues. I'm Cole Cook, now joined by our Jet Physical Therapy Basketball Athlete of the Week. Pleased to be joined by Kyoto Senior J.D. Stout. J.D., it's great to have you on once again.
Yep, thanks for having me.
J.D., a fantastic year for the Eagles. They finished it up on Thursday 20-4. But I want to go back to Tuesday night, J.D. You actually rewrote the record books for a single game point total, 45 points and an 85-66 win over BGM. So, J.D., take me back to that night. How were you able to get going early and often?
Yeah, we came out as a team just were very intense and ready to play. We all knew what was at stake, and that is win or go home. And I just ended up having probably my best performance of the year. Shots were falling. Luke, Brady, Carson, they were all getting me open. And when shots fall, it's always fun.
Mm-hmm. Could you tell early on that, okay, this one's feeling good. It might be a special night.
Yeah, actually, after I got a layup right away and then came down and hit a deep three-pointer, and I just knew that it feels good and just want to do whatever it takes to win the game.
Mm-hmm. At what point did you realize you had 45 points and new record? Was it after the game when they started tallying some things up?
Yeah, I was actually just getting ready to head out, and my little brother came running to the locker room telling me that I had 45 and beat the record, and I thought that was really special to hear it from him, and I had no clue I was even close to that.
Mm-hmm. You know, you finished 29 points per game this year, including 38% from long range. Just overall, looking at your senior year, what do you think contributed the most to such a successful year for you and the team?
I think just everybody enjoyed it. Everybody knew their role, and we had fun doing it. There wasn't one thing I'd want to do different other than win that last game last night, but you can't always control all that kind of stuff, but we had fun doing it.
Mm-hmm. From an individual standpoint, what part of your game do you think took a step this year? I know you've been playing varsity for quite a few years, but how do you think you improved this year to last year?
I think my ability to go both ways. I worked really hard on my right hand and just tried to open it up a little bit and learn to play on both sides of the floor.
Mm-hmm. How did you amp your leadership qualities this year, being one of just a few seniors on the team?
Oh, I knew I was in a leadership role last year, but I knew that I had to help lead our team and just come out here every night and just give it all, and so they'd give it all to me too.
When you look back at this 2019-2020 season, team, what type of legacy do you want everyone to remember about this year's squad?
Oh, I just want everybody to know that we gave it everything we got every time we had the opportunity to come out here, for the fans, for the whole community that supported us all the way through, and we're grateful for them.
Mm-hmm. You know, you're capped off, obviously, a fantastic career. You know, a lot of people want to be great, but not willing to put in the time. What would you tell the younger generation that going up to Kyoto, man, I want to be like J.D. Stout. What would you tell them of how they're going to be able to do that when their time comes? They're going to be able to do a lot of great things.
Oh, just work. You got to put in the work in the off season. Not everybody always does or wants to when to play when nobody else is. And just the fact that enjoy a lot of life.
How special was it throughout your career to be able to do it with your dad at the helm?
Oh, that was always special. My freshman year, I played with my older brother his senior year, which is also special. But just having my dad, I mean, we watch game film after every game, and it's just something that not everybody has the opportunity to, and always have access to the gym. It's just amazing.
Fun questions here for you, JD. You obviously have unlimited range, three-point contests. If you could challenge anyone, who would that be and why?
Oh, if I could challenge anyone, it'd probably be my older brother, not going to lie, Cole Stout. He has our single season record at 91, and I fell short of that both my years, and he had 10 in a game, but I'd always like to challenge him.
All right. Who would win?
I got to go with myself.
That's right.
I think he'd tell you different.
Along those lines, if you could play one-on-one with anyone, who would that be? Probably your brother, but maybe someone else as well.
Oh, I actually listened to Luke Hammond's interview. He was calling me out, so I'd play him.
I like it. Future plans, I know we don't know exactly what is in store, but you're going to continue on the hardwood, right?
Yep, that's the plan.
Do you have Do you have an idea of what the major looks like right now? Are you still thinking about that?
I'm leaning toward business or finance, but I'm not 100% sure yet.
Okay. Our sponsor, Jeff Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. How do you use that motto to prepare for a game?
I'm always moving. Even when I'm in the locker room, I'm just pacing back and forth. It just helps get the mind off the nerves and just go out there and play.
JD, congratulations on a great season, great career, and I look forward to following you at the next level.
Thank you.
That's JD Stoud of the Kyoto Boys basketball team. Join us as this week's Jet Physical Therapy Basketball Athlete of the Week. Kyoto has to rewrite the record books in many ways, thanks to JD. Let's step aside and close things out on the KCII Radio Coach's Corner right after this.